It has been a busy week here in year one at St Peter's School in Walworth. We've been on two trips. Our first trip was to the nearby Cuming Museum, but also we went somewhere else nearby. We went to a very, very grand building. Now to share their experiences, I've got some friends from year one. Young man, your name please.
Callum.
Nicole.
Charles.
Wonderful, we've got Callum, Nicole and Charles from year one. Right, Callum, where did you go to? What was the big grand building?
Southwark Cathedral.
Southwark Cathedral. And Nicole, was it the first time that you've been there?
Yes.
And Charles, so really, at Southwark Cathedral, we were looking at time travellers. What kind of time machine did you go in? What did it look like, or how did you prepare for it?
It was very old.
And what did you have to do in the time machine?
We were dressed up.
Yeah. Callum, you want to say?
Every time we go in the time traveller, when you shut the door, it squeaks because it's very old.
So you're in this time machine. Now, Nicole, you saw all these different events that happened at Southwark Cathedral, going back a long, long time. Can you remember, what was the earliest, what was the first place that you visited that you saw?
So, the first place we visited, it was the...
Was it some soldiers?
Yes.
What kind of soldiers do we know?
The Roman.
Some Roman soldiers. And what were they wearing?
Brown and gold on the middle.
So it's very, very different clothes to what we saw. So we saw some Roman soldiers then, Charles. And then we whisked forward in time and we saw a knight. What kind of stories was the knight telling you? What did he tell you about?
It was about George and the dragon, and he had a donkey, and the knight killed the dragon.
So the knight killed the dragon. Now, yeah. Callum, I've been hearing this knight, he was quite strong, quite fierce, but he was scared of something. What was he scared of?
The mouses.
He was scared of mice. Now, you went around digging and looking around in the cathedral, and you found his tomb, where he was buried. What did you see on the end of his tomb?
Cats.
Why do you think Callum and cats were there?
To help him to keep the mice away.
Yeah, what a funny story. And then, Nicole, we went whizzing forward all the way through into time again. And you were dressed as what kind of character? Was it a monk?
A monk. That we wear black uniform.
Like a black uniform. And Callum, you weren't that friendly towards the monk in your character. Who were you dressed as? What character was it? Was it Henry?
Henry the Eighth.
Henry the Eighth. And what kind of costume were you wearing then as Henry the Eighth?
I was wearing a king's costume with a crown on top of me. And I took the money from the monks and them. And then I shut their homes down.
Yeah, so that is all these kind of scenes that were happening, maybe inside or nearby to Southwark Cathedral. Right, Charles, so we got back in our time machine, we got strapped in again, went whizzing through time, and we found a man called Samuel Pepys. Now, what was Samuel Pepys famous for? Can you remember?
He was writing about London burned down.
Yeah, he wrote the diary, Samuel Pepys's Diary of London, and he was writing all about the Great Fire of London, which I think is a topic you'll be studying when you get into year two next year. And this time machine continues and continues, and then we had some Victorian children, Callum. So what were the Victorian children wearing?
Some of them was wearing white. The old one was wearing like Tom Thumb's hat, and he dressed up like posh.
Hmm. And then our final visit, Nicole, our final visit in our Southwark Cathedral time machine, someone was dressed as the bishop. Who was that, please?
It was...
Can you remember? Somebody in the class had a bishop's costume on at the end.
It was the Queen Victoria.
Well, possibly, and they got to sat on the bishop's chair in the cathedral.
Yeah, and they had the long stick.
And a very long stick. Wonderful. Well, we're almost out of time, and we'll be talking about our time travelling at Southwark Cathedral. So thank you to Callum, to Nicole, and to Charles for explaining.